Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Spruce bark beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction is the reason a slash disposal site was established in the city of Kenai just north of town, but due to the rain that South Central Alaska has experienced for the past several weeks, as well as the lack of staffers, the city of Kenai elected to close down the city's spruce bark beetle slash dump site early. The closure will be Sunday, September the 11th. Brad Walker, Kenai's Parks and Recreation Director, told KSRM.
Staffing issues are the main reason. It was scheduled to close October 2nd. And so it's just going to close a couple weeks earlier than planned. And then the usage of the site has gone down quite a bit since June and July.
An ordinance was enacted earlier this summer which would appropriate funding from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry to support spruce bark beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction. The city participated in a borough-wide community wildfire protection plan adopted through resolution in May. And one component of the plan includes the establishment of a slash disposal site. The city was notified of approval for reimbursement of up to $150,000 for 3 years from the Division of Forestry to complete the project. Walker adds,
"It's certainly slow. Down once again, you know, it feels like it's rained for about 30 days out of the last 45. You know, I will say that the last day will be September 11th, which I believe is a Sunday, and it closes at 6 p.m.
The city opened its slash disposal site on Thursday, June the 2nd, with a weekly operating schedule of Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The slash dump site is located at mile 13 of the Kenai Spur Highway, just past the Kenai Soccer Fields on the way towards Nikiski, and is open both to Kenai residents and non-residents. Again, its closure is scheduled for September the 11th, that is a Sunday. For more information and a way to reach the Kenai Parks and Rec Department, radiokenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance authorizing the acquisition of property in Anchor Point on behalf of Western Emergency Services through a loan from the Land Trust Investment Fund. The Western Emergency Services Area Anchor Point Station 3 is looking to purchase 4 parcels of land under the ownership of 2 separate owners immediately adjacent to the existing service area Anchor Point Station 3. Marcus Mueller, Land Management Officer for the Borough, tells the Lands Committee,
"These are strategic properties. The Western Emergency Service Area does not have a new project developed for these lands, so there's not a project in waiting for these lands. These lands are around the existing fire department, our fire station in Anchor Point, and the service area does lease one of the buildings that's within the set of properties. So with this, they would get what's leased properties they would have ownership of. There's some additional roof space that they do get with this. The properties were negotiated based on appraisal. One property purchased for $75,000 is basically at appraisal. The other set for $660,000 is 10% over appraisal as a negotiated price. And the funding for this would be an interfund loan from the Land Trust Investment Fund, which is a feature that we're excited that we're able to offer through the Land Trust Investment Fund strategy."
The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Western Emergency Service Area provides for the operation of fire and emergency service operations, serving borough residents and visitors within the service area and mutual aid areas. The service area Anchor Point Station 3 is an integral facility serving a growing area on the Kenai Peninsula as a point of operational command, equipment storage, servicing, and deployment. The service area is currently under a 5-year lease at $2,000 per month for a portion of the subject property for the storage and maintenance of a ladder truck and emergency-related equipment. Acquisition of the properties will provide the Western Emergency Services Area the land holdings necessary for the immediate use and for future expansion. Full details, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.